Hello and welcome to episode 14 of the Heritage Connection, brought to you by the folks here at the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society in Washington County, Wisconsin. Our mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy, and this podcast is one more way we're trying to make those connections. I'm your host, Justin Agar Pratt, and I'm the Programs and Operations Coordinator here at the Tower Heritage Center. Well, today I'm here to tell you about our autumn programming. We're about to flip the calendar onto the fourth quarter of the year. Autumn starts tomorrow, as of the day that this episode is released, and I'm going to take you through our programs calendar through the end of the year. So first up, we have Homeschool at the Museum, Civics 101, the Declaration of Independence. This is Tuesday, October 10th, from 1 to 3 p.m., and this is best suited for students who are, 12 to 14 years old or, 6th through 8th grade. And students will be learning the basics of the Declaration of Independence as well as about the philosophers who influenced the authors. And this is a part of our civics curriculum that we've started this year for, 12 to 14 year old students. The cost is $8 for members, $10 for non-members. The important thing to remember here is that registration closes Monday, October 2nd. So if you have a student who's interested in that, make sure you get them registered for that. The next day, Wednesday, October 11th, will be our next homeschool class for the 8 to 11 year olds or those who are in 3rd through 5th grade. And this is going to be from 10 in the morning until noon on Wednesday, October 11th. And this is going to be a field trip to the Wisconsin Automotive Museum in Hartford, which is a great museum if you've never been there. And this is a part of our Fall Washington County Industries series. So this is for those 8 to 11 year olds. And throughout the fall, we'll be learning about various Washington County industries, and the activity for each class will be centered around producing articles and other content for a Homeschool at the Museum newspaper. And each student who participates in a fall class will receive a copy in early 2024. Our first class, which we held earlier this month, was about the aluminum industry here in Washington County. So we're continuing that with the automotive industry with a field trip to the Wisconsin Automotive Museum in Hartford. And registration for that class closes on Monday, October 2nd as well. The cost is the same as the other one that I mentioned, $8 for members, $10 for non-members. Now, information will be sent to registrants as far as where to go, when to meet, and other details. But the important thing to remember is that for the October class, for the industries series, we will be meeting at the Automotive Museum. You will not be coming to the Tower Heritage Center. So again, all registrants will receive that information a week before the class. Then we have our next Tower Talk. Now, if you're not familiar, Tower Talks are free, member-exclusive virtual programs presented via Zoom. And members, you don't have to do anything to register for this. You receive a webinar link the day of the presentation. If you're not a member, this is one of those benefits that you would want to join our organization for. And the topics of these presentations vary widely. And I've been kind of taking an every other month approach with the theme, right? So one month will be very specific to the history of Washington County, or at least the state of Wisconsin. And then the next month we'll branch out into maybe a topic of historical significance from outside of the county, or maybe something cultural, or things like that. October is one of those months. So October's Tower Talk is titled Disney at 100, A Century of Animation Innovation. So I'll be taking a particular focus on both the technological and artistic advancements in animation, and we'll be telling the story of the Walt Disney Company's film output from 1923 to 2023. So I think people are going to really enjoy this presentation, and I hope that you'll tune in for that on, again, Tuesday, October 24th at 7 o'clock, and that's on Zoom. And again, if you're a member, you'll get that webinar link sent right to your email. You don't have to worry about registering. Our next Tower Talk is not long after that. It's going to be on a Wednesday, November 1st at 7 o'clock. This is going to be a sneak peek at the Achievement Hall of Fame's class of 2023. So the Achievement Hall of Fame is an exhibit in the 1889 Courthouse Museum, and it's our chance to highlight specific individuals who have contributed to the history and the legacy of Washington County. These individuals are nominated by members of the public and chosen by an independent committee. So it's not chosen by board members of the Historical Society or staff or anything like that. So this year's class is officially going to be introduced to our members. They'll be able to quote unquote meet the inductees of this year's class during that Tower Talk. And then in December, on a date that will be announced soon, we will unveil the actual exhibit. So again, if you want access to that information before anyone else finds out, another reason to become a member and enjoy these monthly Tower Talks. Then on Tuesday, November 14th, we have our next set of homeschool classes. And they're both on the same day. So in the morning of the 14th, from 10 a.m. until noon, the 8 to 11-year-olds will be continuing their study of Washington County industries by looking at Washington County's leather-making industry. The cost is the same, $8 for members, $10 for non-members. And then that same afternoon, from 1 until 3, our civics class will learn about the Constitution of the United States. So they're going to learn the basics of that important document and then participate in a mock constitutional convention. So I think they're really going to enjoy that. Again, the civics classes, they're geared toward 12 to 14-year-olds or those that are in 6th through 8th grade. The cost is the same, $8 for members, $10 for non-members. For those November homeschool classes, registration closes on Monday, November 6th. On Thursday, November 16th, we're going to try something new. And this is called After Hours at the Tower. And it's not so much a special, you know, program as it is a chance for folks to visit the museums after our normal business hours. So, you know, maybe you've wondered, what's it like to tour the 1889 Courthouse Museum and 1886 Jailhouse Museum at night? Maybe you work during our open hours and you want to be able to visit the museums. Well, this is your chance. So stop in at After Hours at the Tower and you can enjoy tours of both the 1889 Courthouse Museum and the 1886 Jailhouse Museums with the whole family. Now, regular admission rates apply. And of course, members, you have free admission, so you don't have to worry about that. Just another reason to become a member of the Historical Society. Tours of the 1889 Courthouse Museum are self-guided and self-paced as always. We usually recommend folks take about an hour to see the museum. Tours of the 1886 Jailhouse Museum are guided. They last approximately 45 to 60 minutes, and they'll leave at the top of each hour with the last tour leaving at 7 o'clock. We recommend reserving your tour ahead of time. One, it guarantees that a spot for you and your party, because we are limited to 8 people per tour because of the size of the rooms in the building. You also receive a discount on admission if you book ahead of time. All of our admission rates can be found on our website at thetowerheritagecenter.org. Go to the Historic Sites tab and click on Plan Your Visit. Then we come to December, the last month of the quarter, the last month of the year, and we're going to kick off the month with the final entry in our quarterly architectural heritage series. The final entry in for this year anyways. They'll be back again next year. And this presentation is all about fasteners in historic buildings. So nails, screws, pegs, they're all fasteners that are still used today. But they also have a rich history in historic buildings. And this presentation is going to be presented by our executive director and architectural conservator, Steve Stuckey. So if you're interested in architecture, if you've been attending the other Architectural Heritage Series events, you're not going to want to miss this one. This one is going to be a really fascinating topic. That is Saturday, December 2nd at 9:30 in the morning. Admission is $10 for members, $20 for non-members. And you can register for that as well as any of these programs on our website under the Events tab. On Tuesday, December 5th, we have our final Tower Talk of the year, and this one is titled 12 Songs of Christmas. So I'm going to be taking you through the origins of 12 different songs of the season, both sacred and secular, and I think you're going to be surprised at the stories behind some of these, which are, you know, beloved songs. Some of them might even be your favorites. Again, Tower Talks are free, member exclusive. Members, you'll receive a webinar link the day of the presentation. This is Tuesday, December 5th at 7 o'clock in the evening. Next up, we have our final homeschool classes of the year. And those are both going to be on Tuesday, December 12th. So we're going to wrap up our autumn series on Washington County Industries with a look at the lumber industry. Again, that's our class for 8 to 11-year-olds or those who are in 3rd through 5th grade. Cost is $8 for members, $10 for non-members. Then in the afternoon, we'll continue our Civics 101 series with the basics of government. So we'll be taking students through the functions of government, the different types of government, and the ways that citizens can become civically engaged. This is from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. The age range for that is, you know, it's aimed for 12 to 14-year-olds. Cost is $8 for members, $10 for non-members. And registration does close on Monday, December 4th. So that's our slate of autumn programming. The only date that I didn't announce is the grand opening and induction ceremony for the Achievement Hall of Fame's class of 2023. That date will be announced as we get closer to it. It will be sometime in December, though, but we'll be sure to put that out on the website. We may even do a podcast episode dedicated to introducing this year's class. So I hope you'll join us this fall. We may be coming to the end of the year, but there's a lot happening here at the Tower Heritage Center, and we're already starting to look at 2024 programs as well. So I'll be back with you in December for a preview of the first quarter's events of 2024. In the meantime, be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and become a member. Subscribe to our email list so that you don't miss any of these great opportunities to engage and connect with Washington County's hardworking legacy. Again, I'm your host, Justin Agar Pratt, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of The Heritage Connection, brought to you by the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society, whose mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy. See you next time!